All right. In 5, 4, 3. Hey guys, how's it going? Nick Campbell here with my friend, as always,
David Steele.
And we are
Rhythm and Wind.
Hey, and we have a very special episode for you. Dave, can you tell
them? Yeah, we're here for our second annual 2024 Witty Awards.
Whoa, it's
the
happening.
Witties.
The Witties.
We're back.
All right, we're doing it.
Okay, yeah, so this is our show that... We basically want to go through the year and kind of pick out some of our favorite performers, favorite moments, interviews, things like that, and kind of basically give us an excuse to look back on the year and have a kind of retrospective thing for y'all. So thanks for watching, everybody. We're going to run through some categories.
All right. Maybe we'll start us off. Which one do you want to do first?
So our first category for... Favorite interview.
Okay. So,
all the interviews, we've done a ton of interviews this year, a lot of good interviews. What was your favorite interview experience that you had in 2024?
Let's see. My favorite interview experience was Everything at Blue Whale. My favorite interview was Everything at Blue Whale. I had a lot of fun. A lot of chasing people down in order to try to get the interviews. That was a lot of fun.
I know. Blue Whales.
What about you, Dave?
That was a super fun experience for me, too. It's probably one of our highlight moments for the channel, I think. So thanks for Blue Whale for letting us come out there. What was your favorite interview that you had at Blue Whale, a particular interview?
That's a good question. Isaiah Blue.
Yeah.
We caught him in the street, and that was very fun and exciting. Another one that was really informative was Taylor Dunn.
Yeah, he was a good one.
He was a local producer out of OKC.
But, that was a fun one. So check out our Blue Whale episode, the Blue Whale Comedy Festival in Tulsa every year. We have a video up on our channel, so if you want to learn more about that, please go watch it. So yeah, that was Nick's favorite interview of 2024. And we're gonna do one each. We each have most of these categories. So my choice for favorite interview of 2024 was POC4, and they invited me to come. The POC4 is an improv group here. Some friends of ours at OKC Improv, and they invited me to come out and do a video for their Juneteenth festival, which I love supporting. Super excited they asked me to come do that. And that was such a cool interview, mainly too, because I got to do it by myself, or I had to do it by myself. It's like, okay, I have to do this. And it's like, go there and set it up. Mm-hmm. And I think I did a good job, and I think it went well. And that was my favorite, probably one of my favorite experiences. Of course, we had so many. It was hard to choose for sure.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Sorry I couldn't be for that one, but you did great.
But it's like I said, I mean, if I want to do everything that I want to do, it's like we're not both going to be able to do all of it. So that was it. But it was a good learning experience for me. It was very tough, but, you know, it was a challenge, but I got through it. So that's why it was so memorable, partly.
Well, now look at you doing interviews all over the place.
Because this year was the first year I've started to interview on my own. It's usually I needed us together to have the confidence to do it. But that was definitely, I think it probably was my first one. Maybe not quite, but this year has been a growth for me in that direction. So
nice.
All right. Well, that was our favorite interviews for 2024. Congratulations to everyone at Blue Whale Festival. And I mean, particularly those that we interviewed for the channel. And then thank you. Congratulations to POC4 for winning that category for me.
Congrats.
All right. Do you want to read the next event?
Yeah. Most anticipated event for 2025. All right.
You went first the last time. So I'm going to go first. And with my pick, favorite and most anticipated event for 2025 is going to be Norm Music Festival 2025. It's my favorite time of year. Every year it's like the fair for me, but like it's all music. I love it, and it's like it's just growing every year. Mm-hmm. We did an awesome video that you can watch from last year's 2024 Norman Music Festival, which I had a blast going out there. This year, hopefully, we'll set it up a little bit more and get some actual interviews like we did with some of our other festivals. But I'm really looking forward to Norman Music Festival, as I am every year. So what about you? What's your most anticipated event?
Most anticipated event. Mine is going to be Blue Whale. I can't hold it back. Like, Blue Whale is super fun. It feels like comedy Christmas.
Yeah.
Just kind of like you were saying, you get to hang out with a bunch of friends. You get to enjoy people's company. You get to talk shop, which is something I really love to do. And you get the opportunity to meet new people and network. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And hopefully this year I can be on it.
Yeah.
Then, well, but if not, then we'll get but in there way. With the media pass.
Because the same way, I was going to say, I hope I get on Norman Music Festival, which I won't because we didn't even apply because we were like just missed the deadline. We didn't have our stuff together. But it's like, I don't even care. I'm still super excited for it. I don't even care if I perform. But I think it's similar with Blue Whale. It's like,
I'm going.
It's like the similar level as far as like the most getting together of people for a specific thing that we love.
Yeah. Well, the thing too is once Blue Whale starts, none of my friends are here anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody goes like, to
if
Blue
you,
Whale.
If you don't go, you're going to be lonely for a week, for the whole week.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's our most anticipated upcoming events for our 2025. Mm-hmm. My pick was Norman Music Festival, and you had
Blue Whale.
Blue Whale that's Festival. Right. Blue Whale. So congratulations to those winners. Moving on to the next category is the favorite venue to perform at. So you can go first.
All right. My favorite venue should be everybody should know it. I'm there all the time. Comedy Avenue. Big fan of Comedy Avenue. Trying to get out there and do as much work as I can and maybe build them up. They're doing great stuff here coming in the future. They're doing a competition in January. Mm-hmm. I think they plan on putting more notable people on stage as well. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that venue is going to be my favorite for the year.
Nice. Yeah. And that's a beautiful venue. We always say that, but Andrew put so much work into building it and making it feel like a real club. It's like got the nice curtain backdrop with the cool sign. And it's just very nice. I've been there at least a couple of times, so I've got to experience it in the past year. And so my favorite venue to perform at, I didn't get to perform at too many venues this year, but one I did actually perform at twice this year was Resonator Institute in Norman. Mm-hmm. It's a Resonator is an art gallery, art space with a slash music venue. They have a decent little stage. It's definitely not the biggest or best stage in the city, but it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, that's all I need. I mean, I perform in the living room. I don't give a shit. But
literally.
But that one. But it's been one of my favorite venues to perform at for years because I love that they just give people opportunities to perform there. Even if you don't have any clout, if you never performed anywhere, they'll probably give you a chance if you hit them up and you're looking to perform with your band. Hit up Resonator in Norman because they're very, very cool people and just kind of, you know, go along the lines of a lot of stuff that we do. It's very homegrown, home kind of, you know, community based, very, very fun. So
is the gallery like that too?
Yeah. They have like art shows, more like, what are they called? Like openings, receptions and things for people. They don't have like, it doesn't have art in it all the time. Mm. It's just certain, it's basically an event space, essentially. Lots of wall space for art. But yeah, they're huge art supporters of the art in Norman for sure, right on Main Street.
There you go.
Those are our favorite venues that we performed at in 2025. Nick had Comedy Avenue, and I chose Resonator Institute in Norman, Oklahoma. Comedy Avenue is in Lawton, only comedy club that's also a tattoo studio.
Done a lot of comedy, haven't got any tattoos, so you never know.
Okay, so do you want to read the next?
All right, our next category is favorite Instagram reel. All
right,
So Dave, do you want to start us off on this one?
Okay, so my favorite Instagram reel, I'm a little bit biased, mostly because it's more recency bias, because like I couldn't really remember a lot of reels that I've seen this year. But one of my most favorite recent reels that comes to mind is one of belongs to a bigger set of a series of reels, if you will, by one J.J. Wood. Yeah. J.J. Wood Comedy. He puts out a series called Between You, Me, and This Tree. I love it. Every time I see one pop up, it just makes me smile. But this one was particularly my favorite because it also had another one of my favorite people, Will Davis, showed up. So they put together a reel, and we'll just show it to you now.
Between you, me, and this tree, this is not even a tree.
Between you, me, and this tree.
Nope, not this tree.
Okay. Between you, me, and this tree, the thing about Christmas and why Santa Claus...
Let's tell them about the comedy show on December 14th.
Oh, yeah, December 14th at New World Comics. There's a comedy show and a toy drive.
That was good, dude. Listen, this is me, you, and the t-shirt. It's cool. Thanks. You gotta get laid, JJ.
I know.
Just call up one of your old flings, dude. But not that girl that liked to punch you in the face when she climbed us. I didn't like that girl.
So that was a great reel. Thanks, JJ and Will. Yeah, I just love it because mainly what I love so much about it, I love the whole series that he does on his own. But with that one, I just love seeing comics come together and collaborating on reels and promos and things like that, because they did it, the promo for the comedy, Super Comedy Avengers at the comic book shop.
Yeah, the comic book shop. Yeah.
So that's what really what makes it so memorable for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, congratulations to JJ Wood and Will Davis.
Good job, guys.
For their win for David's favorite Instagram reel of 2025. What about you, Nick?
All right, Nick's favorite Instagram reel of 2025. Here we go. It is going to be Cody Troutman and Caleb McCurry. I think it's actually on Caleb McCurry's Instagram, but they trade jokes.
Yeah.
What they do is they trade jokes. Nobody knows what they're going to say before they get on stage.
Well, you can just show it to them now.
Oh, yeah. And here it is.
Cody, I wrote you a joke on this paper. You cannot read it until you get on stage.
Oh, I can't read it before?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hopefully I don't die.
My girlfriend and I got into a fight last night. She didn't want to have sex because she said she was too tired. That's an interesting argument, I said. But have you considered my penis?
Wow! Caleb, I wrote you this joke. You cannot read it until you go on stage.
Is it good?
No.
I need help. I have a growth in my anus, and I'm really worried about it. What if it's cancer? My dad died of cancer.
Wasn't that funny? All right, guys, this is super funny. Give it up for Caleb McCurry and Cody Troutman. They're going around picking other people as well, and so they're doing it with different people.
Okay, so that's a new series that you can look out for. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And it's very funny. So
yeah, I love that. Again, going to that collaboration between comics, I think that's the best thing, because it's like we can all have ideas, and I think it's more fun to work on stuff with other people too, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Another thing, Caleb also very good at coming up with ideas for videos and things like that. He and Avis do great videos together all the time, which I love seeing, again, the collaboration. So, yeah, congratulations to Cody Troutman, Caleb McCurry, for that win for Nick's favorite Instagram reel.
Yeah, congrats,
2025.
Guys. All right.
Next category is favorite performer that we'd like to see on a future episode of Rhythm and Wit. So you go first. All right. What's your pick?
One of my favorites is Michael Patton. I would like to interview him about basically every process of Blue Whale. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to interview him for he's been in comedy for a long time, very funny, very personable. He lobbies as a, mm-hmm. Lobbying against the government for environmental stuff, mm-hmm. which it's got to be funny to do that. So I'd just be interested to talk to him, pick his brain about just kind of his philosophy on comedy and, just see what I could peel out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we could learn a lot from that interview for sure. So hopefully we'll be able to check that or to make that happen. Like I said, these are our favorite performers that we'd like to see on a future episode. And I've got a ton, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to choose, but he's definitely a great one to achieve, to strive for and hopefully make that happen.
Yeah.
Favorite performer that's yet to be on an episode of Rhythm and Wit is somebody I've looked up to for a long time as far as a local kind of a local leader in the music and entertainment space, but it's going to be Original Flow from Original Flow and the Waves. He's a hip hop artist, also a poet. I think he does some poetry and that kind of spoken word type stuff, which is, goes a lot with hip hop kind of lyrics and things like that. But very artistic, very involved in the community, always doing great stuff. I mean, like I said, I've looked up to him just as somebody to aspire to be like, as far as just getting his name out there. Everybody knows Original Flow and the Waves at this mm-hmm. point. I think they're one of the biggest local groups that are out, and I think he'd be great to talk to and learn from, see what he does, because he's just always hustling. He's always trying to get things going, putting shows together, doing awesome stuff. So we'll have him on soon. I just haven't asked him yet. So yeah. Well, I think he would love to.
A lot of these are like that. If we haven't asked you, we want to.
But yeah, we're putting together a list now for the future coming guests. So
yeah.
That's our favorite performers that we'd like to see on a future episode of Rhythm and Wit. So that's it for the first kind of chunk of categories. We can take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to some quick hits. Some shorter ones we want to run through. So, all right. And we're back.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, what a long break. I feel like it took forever.
Okay, so now we wanted to get into some quick hits. Quick categories we can kind of run through and not have to spend too much time on. But let's see. First one is a repeating category from last year.
That's right.
We have our favorite old-timer.
Our favorite old-timer, the crowning champ. Dennis Mailey. That's right, guys. He's still old. All right, we're doing it. He's like, no, but Dennis is the reigning champion. He's one of our favorite old timers. He's very funny. He doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
And he will let you know in the comments.
Yeah.
That's something he's very good at.
Definitely.
But he has some of the funniest comments on Facebook as mm-hmm. well. And we love him, man. We love you, Dennis.
Yeah, congratulations, Dennis, mm-hmm. on that win for favorite old timer.
Favorite old timer. Okay. That's right. All right, now, favorite comedy wife. All right, just going to put this out here.
You can only go to one person.
That's right. Liz
Campbell.
That's right, Liz Campbell. That's my wife. Still Liz Campbell. I just want to do that to get brownie points. All right, on to the next. What do you got?
So, next category we have is going to be favorite newlywed.
All right.
All right, so who all got married this year?
Who got married this year? Let me see. Only one that can come to mind that I care about. Let's say it, dude. Ready? Leo Mendes. That's right, dude. Leo's the ultimate homie. He actually let me officiate the wedding. What a sucker. But no, it was a great. It was one. It was beautiful.
And then I got to photograph the wedding. Yeah. It was a great. That was a great time. You actually. Were there. It was awesome. Thanks for Leo for inviting me and let me take photos. I'd never done a wedding before, so now I have.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be doing that again soon.
Yeah, everything was really beautiful. He did it in his backyard. Small group of people. He just had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, it was good.
Yeah,
it was nice a big time. Moment.
So thanks, Leo. But,
yeah, we just want to shout
congratulations.
Out. Congratulations, Leo. To and congratulations on getting married
and Allison.
Yes,
I guess
Leo and Allison. Allison,
and they're still together.
They're both favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. Next category is
this is a good one.
This one is the next category we have. The quick hit category is the person with the most jokes about their genitalia.
That's right, guys. We're just listen. If there's anybody doing this, this is the best person. Yeah,
I mean, there's really no one. There's no, one. There's no competition, actually.
No, at all. No one's competing. So, you want to say it together? Yeah. Here we go.
Andrew Patterson.
That's right. Yeah,
Andrew Patterson. Andrew for writing.
The penis king.
Yeah. How many jokes do you think he has? Maybe a thousand?
I've seen him perform 200.
So yeah, he's probably close to it.
Yeah,
I'd say maybe 500 at least.
Yeah, well, I've never seen someone so good at just coming up with penis jokes.
Yeah,
and if we really want to get into it, I mean, it's always on his mind.
Yeah,
penis.
That's probably the only thing. He can't stop thinking about penis. Mm-hmm. So
I even asked Brandy. I was like, how do you with this amount of greatness? How do you deal with it? And she's just like, well, he's always dicking around.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
Congratulations to Andrew. Next quick hit we have is going to be
our favorite visual artist slash comedian. We're going to get it. That's going to be Chandler Watson.
Congratulations, Chandler.
Yeah, congrats, man. Big time fan of him as a person and his art.
Very good art. Mm-hmm. And check out our episode with Chandler.
That's right.
Now live.
Very good episode.
Good friend of ours. And we just want to shout him out because he's an awesome visual artist too. And I need to buy some of his art. He gave me one small piece. I didn't want to get a frame for it actually, but
yeah.
I need a big piece. I think it's very nice, very abstract, cool, just cool shit.
Yeah, I dig him. He's also working right now on opening up a gallery.
The Art House on 4th.
Art House on 4th.
I drove by it. It's like right off of Klassen.
Yeah, it's a great location. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see what he does with that in 2024.
That's right.
Most anticipated art gallery opening.
Yeah. Well, he even let me help him with some of the electrical. Yeah,
nice.
So that's the fun part. Campbell and Son Electric. Guys know
about that. All right. So congratulations, Chandler. And we can't wait to see what you do at the Art House on 4th.
Yeah.
So next category we have, speaking of art galleries, our favorite small business. We had to shout out Mycelium Gallery because they're so awesome. I mean, I've been there throughout the year with every month they have different events and things like that. And they're just trying so hard and doing the best they can to keep that place going. And I think that they're doing a good job at it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been doing a lot of work with them also with comedy and setting up a dysfunctional family and then passing that off to Martin Duprost, and they're doing comedy there now.
And they're going to have something coming up soon.
Yeah,
there.
They've got a date night coming up.
Yeah, which is going to be super fun, so be sure to come to that. And they do more than just comedy. Yeah. I like to focus on the comedy. But they do sketch.
Yeah.
I think they even prepared some, bits where they change clothes, change costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun.
Sketch comedy and different. I mean, that's just, Mycelium is just a great place, space for everybody. I mean, anybody that's in the community can, do something with that space if they need to or want to try something.
Yeah. So be sure to go check out Mycelium Gallery and see how you can get involved.
All right.
And that's it for our quick hits.
Yeah. So congratulations to all those winners. And then we'll be back with our final five or six categories, including Former of the Year. It's so me. Stay tuned. All right. And we're back.
We're back.
All right. And the next category we have is going to be
favorite local band slash musician.
All right, Dave, what do you got for us?
So my favorite local band this year, I've seen a ton. This is a tough choice, honestly, because I have a lot of favorite locals. And this year I went with, I think I've maybe seen them maybe only once this year, but I've seen them a bunch before. But Dion Warlock is my favorite local band. We played with them at the Resonator, speaking of earlier. And every time I see them, there's just so something just about their music is so like captivating. They have lots of harmonies and like vocal harmonies they do, and like, but just lots of like harmonies within the music itself, I think. Like, I think it's just very well put together. It's very like, has a huge like chorusy effect, I think, whenever those moments happen. And it just like, it's just like a magical experience every time. Like, and they play a they played like for maybe an hour or more, maybe about an hour at last time I saw them. It's like, it was so good. They have so many songs too. It's so
where can you find them?
Dion Warlock. You can find them on Instagram. I think their handle is Dijon Warthog.
Nice.
He just wanted to bring that up. Anyways, congratulations to Dion Warlock.
Congrats.
And all those cats over there. And so, who do you got for a favorite local band?
My favorite local band, I would have wore the shirt if it made sense with the outfit, but Lunar Division.
Yeah.
By far. I have them rotating in my Spotify like songs.
Like, you actually like could listen to them on the daily.
Yeah. I listen to you while I turn ridges, so that's why that's a majority of the time I'm working.
Yeah, their new album is legit, really, really, really good. It's like radio quality songs, I think. So.
They're really good. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I like putting local people stuff in my rotation of songs, because when it comes up and you don't recognize that it doesn't sound different, that's when you're like, they're good.
Yeah,
you know? And Lunar Division by far is one of those for me, especially the interview that we did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Check out their, speaking of the album they put out, we did an interview about the album and did a little video for the release for their new album. So
it's super fun.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon and Matt and everyone in that group. So congratulations to Lunar Division and Dion Warlock for winning our favorite local band slash musicians.
Yeah.
All right. So the next category is a new category we came up with this year, and it's going to be Hustler of the Year. And Nick, who do you have for your Hustler of the Year?
Now, in my mind, the criteria for Hustler of the Year is someone who's always putting forth consistent work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not just because you worked a little bit.
Or that,
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for in my opinion, and it again, JJ Wood, by far, JJ Wood is always hustling, man.
Yeah, for sure. He's been hustling for years.
Since
too.
We were younger, he was like that.
Yeah.
He's always been that way.
For sure.
And so for me, it's JJ. He does the between you, me, and the tree.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Yeah. Just keeping up with social media reels, like, and a podcast.
And he does clips for his podcast.
Yeah.
And he does, he's done podcasts and he'll work them and then have them fall off. Like, they won't, like, the recording wasn't great.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll still
use it,
or he'll try to rework the ideas, or he still keeps pushing.
Yeah.
And you know how demoralizing that can be a little bit, where it's like, oh, this whole 2 hours was a waste. For him, for the go-getting attitude, for having a positive outlook and keeping things peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, I just love you, dude, and I appreciate everything you bring to the table. And whenever you did the open mics for us, we appreciate that too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's always around. He's always there too. And you call him, I think it's like, he's, like you said, consistently shows up. I think he's a huge supporter of mine, just personally, like as my photography and stuff like that. Like, that's one of my things about JJ this year, that like I've really kind of noticed more, is just like how supportive he is of his friends. I think
I agree. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, and I that's why I wanted to shout him out on this.
Yeah, so congrats, JJ. That's a great win from Nick. And so my hustlers of the year. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a few people out there that I could look at and say this category could go to them, because there's a bunch of people that just really, really work hard, and you have to make it anywhere in this kind of field, in this city, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to hustle. So, and some of the people that I've seen hustle the most, and just because I've gotten to work with them a lot too, is the Martin Dupress.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats to Jeremy and Lauren for my pick for Hustler of the Year, because, like I said, they released a movie this year, made another movie, do shows every month, just about, at least, you know, their date nights and their improv stuff at the gallery. They're just always, you know, looking for the next thing to do and putting together shows, just producing things that just, I think it's incredible. Yeah, they're some of my favorite people too, and I've been lucky this year to have gotten to work with them more. You know, it's something I've wanted to do since I met them. It's like, I need to be with these people. They need to create together, because there's just something about them. And I think that the hustling aspect, just keeping that momentum going, it's tough. But I think it's a little bit, it might be a little bit easier. I think it's tough for us as individuals. But when you have, and it's like, you know, from having a husband and wife, you can kind of help push each other.
Yes, I have both of those.
But yeah, being a husband and wife, for sure.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you can kind of help each other up when one's down. And you can see it in them. They're just so kind and compassionate, and they really care about what they're doing.
Yeah, and they did an open mic. I forgot about
that. Yeah, they did the open mic too. The Hustlers, they're for sure.
Always all over the place.
So, Hustlers of the Year, that's going to be J.J. Wood and the Martin Dupress.
Congrats, y'all.
You can also catch those interviews. We did interviews with both of them. If you're interested in kind of catching up with what they're doing as far as hustling or as far as their art.
Yeah, you want to
check that out as well.
Learn what it takes to get where they've gotten and their level of achievement, I think.
All right, next category we have is
favorite local open mic.
All right. Dave, what do you got for us?
My favorite local open mic. I dropped off on the open mic scene this past year for sure. I felt like 2023 was a huge year for me in going to open mics, and I met a ton of people at them. And I think they're one of the greatest things that we have. But I haven't been going this year as much. But one of my favorites that's still going for all throughout the year too, and is Factory Obscura's open mic. We do it once a month. And part of the reason why it's my favorite is because it's so music focused. I've gotten to meet so many cool musicians from being out there and going out there every month. Or I've only been maybe every other month, if that. I mean, not as often as I'd like, but I'd like to start getting back out there more. And that one's a great one. Hosted by Jarvix of Make Oklahoma Weirder. And they just keeping it going. Speaking of hustlers, I mean, he's another another one. So congratulations to Factory Obscura.
Congrats.
Now, Nick, what is your favorite local open mic of 2024?
I think for the most part, this is like one of my favorites, but also everybody kind of just knows.
Yeah.
I have a weird relationship with this mic, because it was the first mic I ever did 10 years ago. I talk about it all the time, but it kicked me in the butt. And then now I feel like I've come back and I've owned it. All right. But my favorite local open mic would be JJ's open mic at JJ's Alley. Mm-hmm. At JJ's Alley Pub in downtown Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. That one's been around for, I think, almost a decade.
Yeah, that's one of the longest for sure. Mm-hmm. There's probably a couple other with maybe could rival it, but I mean, I would say maybe Othello's.
Yeah, Othello's would
maybe
be the
only other one that's been going that long.
Yeah. But yeah, JJ's is super fun. It's like a comedian hang, mm-hmm. but there always is new people.
Yeah.
Because it's downtown, a lot of people from out of town will actually be at that mic, so you can get a real good. And it's also, I'd consider it one of the, like, it's where you go to, when you, if you would consider a comedy as a workout, mm-hmm. open mics as a workout, that's where you get your deadlifts in.
Yeah.
So if you're not bringing good quality stuff or you're not really trying, even when you are really trying, they will not pay attention to you.
Yeah.
So, and it's a really great way to learn to get people's attention and see how well your stuff really does. Mm-hmm. So a chuckle in JJ's is a laugh in Bricktown.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Bricktown Comedy Club. So there you go.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations to Factory Obscura and JJ's Alley. Yeah.
JJ's Alley.
For the favorite local open mics from Rhythm and Wit.
There we go.
All right, the next category is going to be favorite performance. Not to be confused with performer of the year, but favorite performance that you've seen, whether it's comedy, acting, music, what do you got?
All right, for me, this one was a complete surprise. Mm-hmm. It was at Blue Well. I saw them. It was a improv group that also did improv music, which was, I couldn't believe it. So it brought both of my favorite things together, which was comedy and music. And so for me, it was Cherry Bomb at the sketch comedy portion of Blue Whale.
Yeah.
And you can find them at Cherry Bomb Musicals on Instagram, and all of their reels are super cool.
Yeah. They're very impressive, like for sure, like you said. Because I didn't realize, it's like they made up all those songs.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
It was all just like, just improv building off of other things and whatever. I don't know how exactly they do it, but.
It was dance, it was wild. Music, and comedy.
There was a bunch of them, too. It was like at least like 8 people.
Yeah. Harmonizing.
Yeah. Very,
with made up stuff that happened right then.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Big fan. What about you, congratulations to Cherry Bomb. My favorite performance that I've seen this year, I was telling you about him a little bit earlier, but it's got to be, I'm going to give it to Josh Fadem from Lowdown at Blue Whale. The first night we were there, I think. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. I've seen Josh Fadem probably 5 times since in the past year or something. Like, I've seen him a bunch, and every time, he's probably one of my favorite. I was telling you, the first time I'd ever seen him, Caleb Collins had him come do the Fairweather Friend guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him that at the Fairweather Friend open mic, and I was like, oh my God, this is the best comedy. Like, it was the best comedy performance I'd ever seen, ever, in my opinion. Like, he was so good. He was so spot on that night. And then I seen him a couple more times, and it was very good. But this show at Lowdown was just perfect in every way. Yeah. It was his whole set. It just worked perfectly. He was just had the crowd. I mean, I think his act is so he can be very sporadic or very you don't really know what he's doing sometimes. Yeah. And I think that worked in that room in particular because, I mean, everyone was just just bewildered, I think. Yeah. Just like, oh my God, and just you couldn't look away, and he was just all over the place. It was awesome.
Well, they had a wireless mic.
Yeah.
And then, do you want to tell them what happened?
Yeah, he's he went out on the street and was talking to people outside. It was awesome.
But you could hear him on the inside, and it was killing everybody.
It was so good. Yeah. But yeah, because like I said, I'd seen him a bunch. That was by hands down the best performance of his that I'd seen, but of all year, I think. But there's so many good performances at Blue Whale. It's definitely hard to choose, but yeah. So congratulations to Josh Fadem.
Hey, congrats, Josh.
And Cherry Bomb.
And Cherry
for
Bomb.
For winning Rhythm and Wit's favorite performances of the year.
All right. Our next category is
favorite local comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave,
so
what do you
this got? Is going to be our favorite local comedian, specifically stand-up comedy. My favorite local comic is going to go to the one and only Cody Trautman.
Yeah.
Cody is, yeah, he's awesome. I've seen him. I think that I've seen him a bunch, especially lately. He's been doing the comedy on the spots and things like that, which he's just getting better and better at every time doing the riff shows. But, I mean, even his regular stand-up, something about, I think it's just like his performance, his energy is what I love so much. And I think he's really funny. He's like, obviously, he's very charming, I think. Yeah, his charm and just like when his jokes hit, they hit and it's like it's perfect. So, and I think he's just the energy and obviously getting to know him more, having from the episode we did, check that out now. You know, it was just so cool to learn more about him and kind of learn his process. I think learning about that made me like really think about him more as a performer and how good he is at stand-up comedy. So,
well, I think he was one. I mean, we could have put him on a bunch of different categories. Yeah. Like he's a hustler as well. He's also what was the other one that we did? The hustler and
he was on the Reels. Favorite
performances. Like his comedy on the spots.
Yeah.
His hosting on that has been incredible, and that's why we continue to let him host so I can actually get a set, which is nice. And then, yeah, so those are really great.
Yeah, so congratulations to Cody Trautman. And who is your favorite local comic?
I think this is pretty obvious. I had them on my headlining show because I knew they would set a really good tone, and they always do. They have a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to work with. They're very funny. So for me, it's going to be Will Davis. Will Davis is the ultimate homie. Very sassy. Love his stage presence. For me, he's just been killing it all year.
Yeah.
So
he's been doing a good job, and he's one of my. I mean, I could easily say I probably would have chosen him if you hadn't already. Honestly, I think he's because he was on that comic book show he did because he did the host show at your set or the host set. And then I forgot that he was on the comedy show, I think. And then it's like I was driving there. I was like, oh, yeah, Will's on this, too.
On the comic book show?
Yeah, I just got excited about it. It's like I just love seeing him every time. He's just so good. So
for me, he's one of the most consistently funny comedians that I put on a stage.
I honestly think he can, like, go into any room and just, like, take control and just, like, as far as, like, if he's on stage, because I've seen him, I've talked about this before, but I remember one of the first times I'd ever seen him even, y'all used to do that show at Rad Bar, that show is awful, because nobody paid attention, it was the worst place to do comedy ever, but and everybody sucked because it was hard because nobody paid attention. But Will got up there and he killed it. And that was like the only good set that night, I think. because he made them pay attention. He's that commanding, I think, whenever he can get up there and just take control of whatever situations.
Well, I've heard legends. There was one time, Will, they were having, it wasn't, he can walk up to a show, and one of the things he did is he picked up the speaker, walked out into the crowd, and was like, hey, we're talking now.
Yeah.
So that's what Will will do. He will turn the energy into a room into something fun every time, whether he's on stage or not.
That's the thing. So, person. Love you, Will. Congratulations to Will Davis.
Congrats, Will. And check out his interview.
Yeah, he's got an interview, Cody. And Cody Trautman for favorite local comics from Rhythm and Wit for 2024.
All right.
And now we've made it.
What we've all been waiting for.
To our final category. We can say this one together. Ready?
All right.
Performer of the Year.
Yes.
Dave, what do you go? You go first.
This is a huge, definitely, we didn't spend very much time on any of these, by the way. maybe an hour.
Let's make this very clear. Right? We did no thinking.
And the other thing we wanted to say was these are all just our opinions, personal opinions. That's what we each do on. It's like basically my favorites, Nick's favorites. So, so just remind everyone, don't get mad. If you didn't win, let us know if you're mad because we just want to talk to you.
We'll get a cup of coffee.
And That being said, oh, but this one I was going to say is we did spend the most time, maybe an extra 5 minutes debating because it's the most, the biggest performer, the biggest category of our show this year. So my performer of the year goes to the very funny Shauna Blake.
All right. Yeah, yeah, nice.
Yeah, Shauna's, I've seen her perform a lot, enough, like at least maybe 4 or 5 times or more this year. I saw her at, I was telling you, the first time I saw her was early this year at the Opolis with James Nim. And she was awesome. Very, very funny. Very professional, I felt like, from that first set. I was like, this, she's been doing this for a while. She knows what she's doing up there. It was great. Then she came down and did Put a Cork in It, and we saw our Blue Whale. It did a short interview with her at Blue Whale. Check that out. But yeah, she's awesome. Like, did a comedy special that I wish I would have made it out there to see. It's hard getting out to Tulsa, but I'll look forward to seeing it when it drops, if it hasn't. I don't think it has.
No, it hasn't. They're still editing it.
Yeah. So yeah, Shauna, she's awesome, and definitely one of the new. Like, I didn't even know who she was before a year ago. So
definitely that's the same. Like, we found, I had heard whispers. Yeah. That's the thing about comedy is you'll hear like, this person is hilarious, you know, and you're like, man, I can't wait to. So we saw that she was doing a show or opening for someone in Looney Bin,
okay,
in Tulsa, and so Liz and I drove up there to see Irene too. Yeah. So Liz watched Irene too as well, and she's very funny. But Shauna had opened, and she slayed them. She killed them. She had looked like she had a lot of fun. Like you said, very professional, well crafted jokes. You could tell that she was very comfortable in the, you know, she works there all the time. And so we went up to her. I was like, hey, this is great. Would you like to be on a show? And then eventually we were able to start working together. And like I said, just like Will, she's one of the most consistent and consistent, funny, having fun.
For sure.
So congratulations, Shauna.
Yeah, congrats. And so who do you have for Nick's choice for Performer of the Year?
So my choice for Performer of the Year is Matt Farrell. Come on, guys. Give it up. All right.
Congratulations,
all right.
Matt.
Now, I know that Matt, you know what I'm saying? He's not in the clubs. He's getting in there now. He just got in at Looney Bin. But he is working all over. Every time I see him, he's got a new spot. He's hustling.
He did a whole festival.
He did a whole festival.
Wild West Comedy Fest.
Wild West Comedy Fest out in Los Tres in Texas.
Early Texas. It was funny because, like, I was right at FedEx, sidebar real quick. But, like, that town came up on somebody was shipping something there or something. I was like, I know where that is. Anyways, only every time I'd ever or will ever hear of that town, I'm sure.
Well, it's the fun thing is, it's like a Western town, so it fit that kind of aesthetic that he puts on. John Carden was a part of it, and
That's just whenever we were debating or talking about this earlier, I was like, that's a huge accomplishment for anyone by himself, or not just all by himself, but small team. I mean, maybe like 4 or 5 people put that whole show together. So.
Yeah. Well, and he's continuing to do things now. Like I said, he's starting. I think he feels like he's getting more momentum, and he's booking these really fun shows that he's coming up with. So be sure to check him out, Matt Farrell. He also does My Peacock Comedy.
Yeah.
That's him and a crew, and with Andrew Patterson.
The whole crew too is really a good group. The Lawton crew out there, awesome.
Izzy Goldman, Brandon Whitaker, all that little crew, and very funny. I'm missing someone. Wayne Morris is also on there. He's a good one. And then, so you're really seeing these guys bootstrapping.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody else who does better bootstrapping than Matt Farrell. And he also helps me out with a lot of advice. So,
That's, like I said, whenever we had him on the show a year ago, it was one of my favorite episodes at the time, just because it was, and it was like definitely one of the longest, because he would just go on about, I mean, all this stuff that was so like valuable information about doing comedy as long as he has. It's just been a very fun thing to learn about and to see him continue to just kill it out there. I think he's out there making his own opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one of my favorite things about him.
Yeah, I admire that a lot about him as well. So be sure to check out his podcast. And be sure to check, because after this, I mean, after he finds out that he's Performer of the Year from us, he's basically famous.
Yeah.
So be sure to check him out before you can't book them on stuff, book Sean on stuff, book everybody on stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Follow all the performers we talked about. I mean, there's definitely, I mean, there's so many great performers in this city that we've worked with. And I mean, a lot of people, maybe if you didn't make it on the list, hopefully in, you know, next year, it's all about, I think, what we remember from this year, which, you know, is you have to be memorable, I think, if you really want to stand out. I think that's really what it's about. But this has all been our favorite stuff that we've experienced, all these favorite people, performances, and we can't wait to do it all again next year. And come back for the 2025 Witty Awards. So we hope to see you then and see you on the list next year.
That's right. Thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
One last thing. We'll take a quick break. Do we have time to go through my top photos?
Yes.
And we're back. So this is something I had thought about. Mainly, I was thinking about like how I can, it's like, how do I pick all my performers? It's like I wanted to go back and look back at the year and try to jog some memories and things like that. And I was like, oh, I've got tons of Facebook albums of photos of all kinds of stuff that I've experienced this year. So I was going through those and I decided to pick out about maybe 10 or 15, I'm not sure exactly, of my favorite photos that I've taken this year. And we wanted to share them with you guys. And just as a reminder to hit me up, David Steele Photography. I don't have a social media account for that. David Steele Bass.
There you go.
DM me or find me on Facebook. If you need any photography needs, please hit me up. And here's just a few of my favorite photos from 2024 that I took. So first one we have up is a really nice photo of my good friend Brandon Napoleon, the drummer for Lunar Vision, also winner of your favorite band of the year.
That's right. Don't forget it.
I don't know why this photo just kind of struck me a lot. I think it's the lighting. This is at their album release show, I believe. Just wanted to show that off. Okay, next photo we have is Katie Alley.
Yeah, very funny. Runner up on a lot of these lists as well. Yeah,
for sure. She's great. Very funny stand-up, music comedy. What do you call that?
Like musical comedy?
I mean, is it? But it's not necessarily. It's like comedy music.
Comedy music? Yeah.
Anyways, I have a bunch of pictures of her. She's very photogenic as far as like just a nice smile. I don't know.
Well, the good ones are the Batman one.
that was really fun.
At the comic book show.
A ton of good photos of her on that. Okay, so next we have, this is a photo I took at Norm Music Festival this year. This is S. Reedy on stage, on one of the big stages outside. I don't know. Yeah, not the biggest one, but one of the off the side. But anyways, that's his own bed.
He brought his bed. Yeah.
He's also in consideration for some of the categories he was in my head because he's just such a just an interesting performer. His music is very interesting. It's called hyper pop is the term, the genre. But I don't know. I think he's fascinating. I'd love to have him on the show one day for sure, too. All right. So next up we have, this is a great photo of my friend Space Cowboy, a really cool local band that you could check out. This is at the Red Brick Bar at Norah Music Festival.
Great venue, too.
Yeah, it's a cool one. I just liked it because I don't do like a lot of like black and white stuff, but this one I think lent itself well just because of all the weird lighting effects and things like that. So next up we have, check out Space Cowboy on online. Hopefully they'll be back. They've been taking a little break. So next up, this is a great one.
This is a great one. Great person.
Andrew Patterson at his club, Comedy Avenue. I have a bunch of pictures from this venue. So like I said, it's such a great venue to be at and for photos or to be on stage. So That was just a good one I picked out of Andrew. Follow Comedy Avenue and AP Tattoo. Is that his name?
AP Avenue Tattoo? I don't know. It's Andrew Patterson. Look it up, it'll be there.
You know him. This one.
Oh, this is great.
This is a cool one. Yeah. Will Burnson at...
This is Jim Morrison.
Put a cork in it. Another, like, black and white. I think it's just all the hair. I think it's very... Yeah. The detail and very cool. Yeah. Very interesting.
And Will always looks good.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Even you, yeah.
Best hair in OKC.
For sure. Yeah, I always get a lot of good ones. I've got so many photos from Put a Cork in It. And the lighting there is so cool because it's like you can get some cool like angles with it coming in with those spotlights that you have in there.
Yeah.
And now you have the colored lights too, which adds a whole different kind of vibe.
It feels different. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that a couple of colors would blue and red.
All right. So the next photo we have up is this one is kind of a nice photo. I just wanted to include just because it's the gallery folks having fun making art. Yeah. They do monthly, they call it mycelium sessions. So you can go and just hang out and listen to the DJ Armand in the back and
very good.
Do some kind of binaural beat type experimental music.
And you can check out Barclay and Dave's interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Barclay dressed very interesting, does really great interviews. So be sure to check that out.
That's a Rhythm and Wit subset. Yeah, check out Mycelium Gallery's YouTube channel for all of their interviews. I've helped film and edit and kind of got me started doing this whole show. So we actually have to thank them for letting me go and experiment and learn a little bit about how to set up the cameras and mics for interviews. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of pop one of those on there. There's another one of the resident artists at the gallery, Logan Walters. This was at his Spotlight Artist Show. I just liked it because I like having that artist with the art behind them kind of set up. It's a nice little... I try to do that. I need to do that more with their artists, too, because I think that would be a nice thing to have, honestly. So
and that cup of tea looks really good.
Yeah, that was actually during Logan and Barclay's interview.
Oh, perfect.
For his Spotlight Artist interview that you can watch on their website. Their website, mycelumgallery.com, and on their YouTube. So check that out.
Check it out.
Next up, we have the man
himself.
Neil Rubenstein at Put a Cork in It. That was a cool idea. You had Neil come in just to do, it was a Sunday show.
Yeah.
That was a good little show.
It was fun. Yeah, we had, he did great. It was a good time. We're going to try to bring those back, honestly. Yeah,
doing that kind of.
Yeah, because I think we were going to try to do a competition. But Neil doing this was amazing. And he's so photogenic and fun.
Such a good comic, too. Yeah. Next photo we have up is going to be our best... Buds, the Martin Dupras. This is at the first, Dysfunctional Family show.
Yeah, Dysfunctional Family.
Family Dysfunction, that's what you call it. Yeah. But Mycelium Gallery Comedy Night that they now host monthly. They're starting to do monthly shows there again.
Date night.
The Martin Dupras, and that is the Concerned Marmoset.
Yes, very concerned.
He's very concerned about the deforestation of the rainforest. Yeah. That's what he's concerned
about. Is that what he's concerned about? Is this the tarot cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, very nice.
And I don't know if you know this, but Jeremy is very buff. Did you ever hear this? When he takes a shirt off, he's at least 6'3".
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of my favorite jokes that he does.
So that was a nice one. I have so many photos of them, too. It's like they're very fun to get to photograph. This is a cool one I took at Skate the Plaza at the Plaza District. They do, I think they do it once a year. I think this might have been the second one, so I'm looking forward to next year. That was the runner-up for my most anticipated event for next year. Because this was legitimately like the most exciting thing I've ever experienced, I think. Or one of them, just as far as like the energy when you're just wiping. Because we know, right? Like you get, but you've never gotten this feeling even back in the day when we were skateboarding, because there are so many freaking people at this thing, and they were all just rolling around on skateboards. Like, I'd never seen so many skaters in one place either. It's just like, oh my God. But just the energy in there was just so, like, you couldn't help but just feel like just jacked up. It was awesome. And it was just,
did you bust the board out?
No. No, I had the cameras too. It's just, that's what's fun. There's like, there's almost, not quite, there's maybe like a half the amount of the people there were photographers, which is super cool too, because it's also sponsored by a lens company called Tamron, I think, is one of their sponsors. But also Money Ruins Everything is the skate company or skate shop here locally that puts this on. Nice. So follow Money Ruins Everything and look out for next year.
Good advice.
Yeah. It's just like, so that was that one. This had to include that. Here's one of my favorite people, Jen Shamron from this was at Rough Tail. This is one of her last shows that I got to see before she left.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's doing well in Florida.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah. I've seen their
fighting gators.
Post some stuff. Hopefully, doing some mics and doing well out there. So, shout out to Jen Shamron. Here's another one of our favorite people, Tyler Barris. This one is from Blue Whale at Sound Pony. It's just a good,
he does a really good podcast, The Copper Valhalla, with Caleb McCurry and Dace Carlson. All three very funny local comedians. So if you guys want to check that out, that's a good place to check them out.
Tyler is a good one. He definitely had popped up in some conversations earlier today about some of these categories, but yeah, very good comic, honestly. One of the top. These are from some of our favorite people, POC4. There's only the three of them in this photo, but yeah, one of the four didn't make it. This is also from Blue Whale. This is actually right before we got to see Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
That same night. But yeah, this is, I got a lot of really good photos of them this day. But, like, not enough because we were kind of late. We only came for, like, the second half of their show or something. So, but, yeah, I got some pretty good ones of them. So follow POC4 on Instagram and check them out on OKC Improv. I think they do a monthly show there. Here's one of our favorite, Bryce Maddox. I loved it. He had the Halloween Christmas sweater or whatever it was
during the show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He was also on my headlining show. He did killer. Yeah. Kind of Christmas themed a little bit. Everybody wore something that was a little Christmassy. And he wore a Halloween Christmas sweater, which was super fun. And he was like, it's the only time I could wear it.
Might as well. That makes sense. So, yeah, I had some. He's a very good one to photograph when he's on stage. I don't know what it is. I've got some of him from the Othello's competition that came out nice, too. Yeah. And that was the first time I had ever seen him. I'd seen him maybe three times since then. All right. And then last but not least, we have one of my favorite shows, I think, that you've ever done.
Cool.
I think that it's probably both of ours just because it's in a comic book shop. alone. But it was a really good lineup, too. Yeah. I mean, all of our favorite comics, Leo, Will, Michael, Katie.
Ben.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. It was great. Ben was good. That was the first time I'd seen Ben.
Yeah, he killed it. It was a great time. It was a lot of fun. I love looking back at these pictures just because the backdrop is super fun.
Yeah. That's super fun. But I just like that kind of little, all those comic books just like kind of in the foreground. Just, just they have so many in that place.
It's surrounding what takes my money.
Anyways, those are some of my top photos of the year. So thanks for
checking
those out with me and kind of reliving some of that stuff. And so that's it for those. Yeah.
If you didn't get a chance to get on, hey, it's all right. Work harder.
Yeah.
And have fun. That's what we're all about, man.
Definitely. I mean, I feel like we're just barely getting started with this whole thing. I mean, the whole channel, even though we're in year two of Rhythm and Wit. Yeah. So, I mean, we've done a lot. This is the second award show that we've gotten to do. And hopefully they're just going to get bigger too. And just actually, I'd love to have actual more, you know, a little bit more thought and more, you know, more actual like voting or something. I don't know, like do something even crazier.
We'll just do a live podcast. Yeah. And, yeah. Make our picks. Yeah.
Like I said, this is just always a, I love end of year episodes of podcasts. It's one of my favorite things about this time of year is like watching game of the year, you know, movie of the year, like movie rankings and things like that people do. So this is just our way of kind of getting to do that also. So thanks for watching, everyone.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week with a new episode. And yeah, thanks for watching. Peace.
See ya.